in fact contain Jamie Reed's notorious God Save the Queen poster designed for the Sex Pistols and linked to the Silver Jubilee of 1977. Another, perhaps more important, is that Sickert's composition is based directly on a news photograph and owes nothing to personal observation. The artist was perfectly happy to acknowledge his source. This is also true of the paintings by Richter and Warhol that form part of the exhibition, though these are almost comic in their determination to give nothing away about the subject's real personality. In fact, the Queen, art and image, turns out to be much more about photography than it is about painting. One sees how photographers have, over several generations, struggled to combine ideas about the nature of modern monarchy with a plausible likeness of the monarch herself. There is irony here too, as the current of influence in some cases reverses itself, and supposedly major photographers also struggle to produce something that looks like a good, old-fashioned, directly descended from Van Dyck state portrait. Both Thomas Struth and Annie Leibovitz have made recent attempts, aided by the fact that photographs have quite recently ascended to a realm of grandiose size that they never normally occupied previously. Except, of course, in the poster images that long ago began to line important.